What do you offer?
Gold itself. Directly. You may have the machine I demonstrated last week. And now Furl stiffened and the skin on his forehead moved jerkily.
The transmuter?
Exactly. Your supply of gold will equal your supply of iron. That, I imagine, is sufficient for all needs. Sufficient for the Grand Mastership itself, despite youth and enemies. And it is safe.
In what way?
In that secrecy is the essence of its use. That same secrecy you described as the only safety with regard to atomics. You may bury the transmuter in the deepest dungeon of the strongest fortress on your furthest estate, and it will still bring you instant wealth.
It is the gold you buy, not the machine, and that gold bears no trace of its manufacture, for it cannot be told from the natural creation.
And who is to operate the machine?
Yourself.
5 minutes teaching is all you will require. I'll set it up for you wherever you wish.
And in return?
Well, Ponyett grew cautious. I ask a price, and a handsome one. It is my living. Let us say, for it is a valuable machine, the equivalent of a cubic foot of gold in wrought iron. Furl laughed, and Ponyett grew red.
I point out, sir, he added stiffly, that you can get your price back in 2 hours.
True. And in 1 hour you might be gone, and my machine might suddenly turn out to be useless.
I'll need a guarantee.
You have my word.
A very good one, Furl bowed sardonically.
But your presence would be an even better assurance. I'll give you my word to pay you 1 week after delivery in working order.
Impossible.
Impossible. When you've already incurred the death penalty very handily by even offering to sell me anything.
The only alternative is my word that you'll get the gas chamber tomorrow otherwise.
Ponyett's face was expressionless, but his eyes might have flickered. He said, "It is an unfair advantage. You will at least put your promise in writing?"
"And also become liable for execution?"
"No, sir." Furl smiled a broad satisfaction.
"No, sir. Only one of us is a fool."
The trader said in a small voice, "It is agreed, then."